Welcome. Today, we're discussing Google's groundbreaking new protocol, A2A, or Agent-to-Agent Protocol. It's poised to revolutionize how AI agents interact.
A2A? That sounds intriguing. What's the big deal? Is it like agents talking to each other? Is that even a thing?
Exactly. It's like opening up communication lines between different AI agents, regardless of their framework. LangChain, Crew AI, Google ADK, even custom systems, they can all connect using A2A. Pretty cool, huh?
So, like a universal translator for AI agents, but how does it work? Magic?
Not magic, but close. It's built on HTTP, a shared protocol. Think of it as a common language they can all understand. And the potential applications? Mind-blowing. Like, seriously.
Okay, color me impressed, but is it going to replace MCP? I keep hearing about that.
Nope, that's the beauty of it. A2A works alongside MCP. They can actually be used together to create even more powerful systems.
So how does this whole agent-to-agent communication actually happen? Do they send emails?
Think of it like this. Each agent has an agent card, like a digital business card. It describes its abilities, what it can do. One agent can read another agent's card and say, "Hey, you're perfect for this task," and pass it along. This creates a chain, a multi-agent workflow.
Oh, I see. Interesting. So it's like a referral system for AI agents. Got it. But can you give me a real-world example?
Absolutely. The demo showed how A2A can automate hiring a software engineer. One agent handles sourcing candidates, another might handle background checks, and so on. All coordinated through A2A.
Wow, that's actually pretty practical. So, the repairman analogy, how does MCP fit into all of this?
Right, the repairman. He has his tools, MCP, but needs to communicate A2A. MCP gives agents access to tools and data, while A2A lets them collaborate. The agent cards are crucial here, as they're listed as resources that MCP can access.
So, MCP provides the resources, and A2A helps them share? That's a pretty elegant solution. But how do you actually use A2A?
The documentation provides examples and sample code. They even show a simple image generation agent using Crew AI and the Gemini API. And there are tools like Cursor with the @docs feature to help generate code easily.
This is incredible. It sounds like the potential is truly limitless. Are there any downsides?
Well, it's still early days. Adoption will take time, just like it did with MCP. But once developers start building on top of A2A, we could see a massive shift in how we use AI. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm definitely excited to see where this goes. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Goodbye.